Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. This is On Air Daily News for Friday, October 14th. 2022. I'm Naima Latif, and our top story today, Chicago mayoral candidate Dr. Willie Wilson delivered a letter to the Illinois Justice Department. The Illinois Attorney General is being asked to step in and intervene in a decision by the Cook County Board of Elections to close some of the polling places and consolidate places in the upcoming election, which would address perhaps the lessening of staff available to man those sites. And as a result of that decision, there are lesser polling places available. And Dr. Willie Wilson says that there are less places available that would be accessible to those who are handicapped or elderly. And he states that the change was made in too little time for voters to prepare, and many people may not be aware of the change and may not have time to cast their vote if they discover this change too late. So he is asking the Board of Elections be stopped in its decision and this be considered as a hindrance to the voting rights of those who are elderly or disabled. In a press conference held today, Dr. Willie Wilson, joined by Attorney Richard Boykin, and some of the disabled voters expressed his intention to have the Illinois Attorney General's office to intercede in their behalf and behalf of the voters with the intention that the polling places that had been taken away would be restored by Election Day. His desire is that those who may have difficulty with accessibility would be heard and would be accommodated based on the fact that there are fewer accessible polling places now that this change has been made, and there are a number of places that have been closed that normally would be available to the disabled voter. So we'll share a bit of today's press conference with Dr. Willie Wilson and Attorney Richard Boykin and the voters who express their opinion that they need someone to look after their needs. And this was held outside of the Dirksen Federal Building on Dearborn in Chicago. So for those who are still wondering where their polling place may be, they're urged to contact the Cook County Board of Elections. And they're asked to consider joining with Dr. Wilson.
in addition to this request, Dr. Wilson is also reminding voters that he intends to address some of the financial distress they have been enduring as a result of rising gas prices and even some of the means that the city has made in generating revenue, such as the red light cameras, which are often considered to be unfair and are a source of difficulty for many who find that there is no way to appeal those decisions. So Dr. Lee Wilson is seen as the philanthropist candidate who is looking out for the needs of the poor and disenfranchised in the city of Chicago. That has been his platform, and in today's press conference, he reiterated how it's coming from the South, in areas where voters' rights were often taken away. He has a history of being the first person in his family able to vote, and he wants to ensure that those who may feel that their right is being taken away are being able to restore that right and have that right protected by the Illinois Attorney General's office. Yesterday, Dr. Willie Wilson was endorsed by over 100 leading Latino pastors of churches. The faith community has rallied around Dr. Wilson because of his championing of their right to stay open and continue prayer services during the COVID pandemic. So in his quest to make sure that he is looking out for the rights of the elderly and the disabled, he is making this statement today. So now we're joining you with Dr. Willie Wilson and Attorney Richard Boykin. Thank you. Reverend Robert Patterson speaking now. This is Kathleen Kane, Montgomery, who's a disabled voter speaking. He is using a wheelchair. And we'll continue with Kathleen Kane Montgomery, who's a disabled voter, and she and using her wheelchair explains how the current condition with the Cook County Board closing some of the accessible polling places will affect her directly in this upcoming election.
I know that they have to set up for a handicap where you have to close the border that you can go in, but if people cannot get their hands, not able to
That was Ricky Sparks, another disabled voter. Both voters expressed difficulty with coming up and downstairs. And mayoral candidate Dr. Willie Wilkin is going into the building to deliver this letter to the U.S. Attorney General's office in the hopes that there will be some legal steps taken. And, of course, the cameras at the press conference were not allowed in the building, but we were able to see where that letter had been delivered. And now we have more voters who'd like to speak regarding Dr. Willie Wilkin.
Would you happen to know what ward know what
if you play one,
you know what it was in 1940, you happen to know.
Thank you.
These guys can help us get some meat they please.
Well, anyway, I'm voting for you. I'm going to vote for you.
And that was a...
Any other additional comments you all want to make?
Voter and some of the disabled voters.
Any other comments you want to make about voters?
No, this is this. Make a decision. Don't forget inside voting place. So make sure that you vote. Make sure you say it right. I don't want to throw my vote out. I want to vote. I got a motorized vehicle. I'm using it.
So, yes, Ricky Spark, disabled voter.
Well, thank you so much for sharing that, Mrs. Spark. And we'll move over to Ms. Montgomery.
Hi. The other thing that I didn't get a chance to say is I have a sister that's in a wheelchair, and she is unable to share some special service. So that means she has to get out the special service bus and sit outside, and they have to come to do that. And she has to wait outside an hour before special service will pick her, will take her back home. So half the time, she never gets to
the
wow.
Robinson with the Higher Learning Network TV, and here at the federal building, Dr. Willie Wilson has gone to the office of the U.S. Justice Department to deliver letters requesting assistance in intervening in this decision of the Cook County Board of Elections in closing many of the polling places, some of which provided accessibility, and those that are remaining, many of them don't. So these citizens that are expressing their concern also speak of the difficulties, unreliable transportation, and often no assistance if they are delivered to a place where there is no accessibility and they must try to navigate up and down stairways, which, as the gentleman pointed out, is impossible, particularly in a motorized vehicle, and if one does not have the capability of walking. We'll continue to keep you updated on this story and the response from the U.S. Justice Department. Today is a celebration for Reverend Jesse Jackson's 81st birthday. Last Saturday, official day, and a celebration was held at the National Rainbow Push headquarters. However, today, the birthday celebration is expected to draw key elected officials, TV celebrities, biblical scholars, and entertainers. Here in Chicago, the Rainbow Push and Citizen Education Fund Entertainment Project is hosting Reverend Jesse Jackson's 81st birthday celebration Friday, October 14th from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. at the Fellowship Missionary Baptist Church, 4543 South Princeton Avenue. Some of the confirmed guests include Governor J.B. Pritzker, Mayor Lori Lightfoot, Attorney General Kwame Raoul, Dr. Oberi Hendricks, who is a biblical scholar, author, and professor, Reggie Redd, an actor, comedian, and host Tamron Hall, journalist and TV talk show host. In addition, Dr. Ron Daniels,
convener of the National African American Reparations Commission, and many others. Said Bishop Tavis Grant, Interim National Executive Director for the Rainbow Push Coalition, "This is an amazing opportunity to celebrate Reverend Jackson's birthday after he has survived so much. The challenges Reverend Jackson has continued to face has demonstrated a tremendous amount of resilience, fortitude, and unwillingness to quit. This celebration is special to all of us in that Reverend Jackson has been able to see some amazing historic events and accomplishments, from being honored in France to being crowned as a king in a nation from Africa, to grandchildren graduating. One can only hope and pray that he has this opportunity to enjoy and the best of what he has certainly do this celebration and then some as we congratulate him for a job well done," stated Bishop Tavis Grant. Avery Sunshine and the Fellowship Chicago Praise Team will perform, and Reverend Jackson's birthday cake will be presented around 8:48 p.m. The Fellowship Missionary Baptist Church is headed by Pastor Reginald W. Sharp, Jr. And for more information, go to rainbowpush.org. And to keep up with Reverend Jackson and the work of the Rainbow Push, go to www.rainbowpush.org. Well, that is all for today, and we invite you to join us Monday through Friday as we bring you news that keeps you informed and empowers you, information that keeps you updated on those who are taking strides to make a difference. As always, you have an opportunity to voice your opinion on Blog Talk Radio. And we invite you to go to www.blogtalkradio.com/onairdailynews and leave your comments. What are your thoughts about Dr. Wilson and his quest to get a response from the U.S. Justice Department? And have you had challenges in securing your right to vote? Well, join us next week, Monday through Friday, 1 p.m. to 1:30 p.m. Central Time, Air Daily News. And feel free to call in 515-605-9749. That's 515-605-9749 and report your good news. Until Monday, enjoy the rest of your day.